The current church leadership is located at Scientology headquarters in Los Angeles. We wanted to know what they had to say. And the Scientologists, although unhappy with our report in 1980, finally agreed to an interview. But this time, the Scientologists, convinced that we were out to attack their church, arranged for several of their videotaped cameras to be trained on us at all times during the session. Church President, the Reverend Heber Gentsch, had his attorney Earl Cooley sitting at his side throughout the interview. In the course of reporting this story, it became apparent to us that the Reverend Gentsch is persuaded that 60 Minutes itself is somehow involved with others in a plot to destroy Scientology. Omar Garrison set out to write the Hubbard biography.
He fought in 5 theaters in World War II.
Not true.
He commanded a squadron of corvettes.
Not true.
He was crippled and blinded in war.
Not true.
He was the first casualty of the war.
Not true.
Flown home in the Secretary of Navy's private plane.
Not true. Are you aware of the fact that there are more than one set of military records on Mr. Hubbard?
Church attorney Earl Cooley says that the official military records on L. Ron Hubbard are actually fakes.
That his records, his military records, have been doctored. Are you aware of that?
By?
God knows whom.
But there is more.
Is he an atomic or nuclear physicist?
Of course not.
Did he travel with Tibetan bandits?
I have no documentation and have never seen any in an extensive research that he did.
Legend, rumor, grows up around any charismatic leader, any leader in the world, and particularly any religious leader.
Attorney Earl Cooley says that if anyone exaggerated the credentials of the founder, it was overzealous Scientologists and not the man himself.
And if he were to spend his time attempting to refute every allegation made against him, good and bad, he would have no time to write the technology and to develop the philosophy that has helped millions and millions of people.